Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a federal judge in Washington has ruled against the Trump administration's decision to end the DACA program that protected some young immigrants from deportation.
District Court Judge John Bates says President Trump's Department of Homeland Security determined that the DACA program was unlawful, but that decision was virtually unexplained. So he's giving the department 90 days and says if there isn't a better explanation, then Homeland Security will have to process new as well as renewal DACA applications. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
South Korea unveiled the meeting venue for the inter-Korean summit between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The room was prepared on the second floor of the House of Peace in the South Korean side of the Truce Village of Panmunjom. Moon and Kim will sit down at Panmunjom on Friday, April 27th, to discuss a range of issues, including North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The inter-Korean talks and a planned meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in the coming weeks have raised hopes of easing tensions on the peninsula that reached a crescendo last year amid a flurry of North Korean missile tests and its largest nuclear test. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he was profoundly honored to host French President Emmanuel Macron for the first official state dinner of his administration. Tuesday's dinner was a relatively low-key affair compared with first state dinners from previous administrations. Macron is scheduled to address a joint session of Congress in about less than an hour. From the VOA newsroom, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is joining a worldwide call to stop a resurgence of malaria that threatens much of the progress made over the past decade. To mark World Malaria Day, the WHO is pushing for urgent action and money. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
For many years, World Malaria Day has been a cause for celebration, but not this year. World Health Organization data show that starting in 2016, progress has been at a standstill and hopes of ending the global epidemic by 2030 are slipping away. About 90% of all malaria cases and deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa. Children under the age of 5, pregnant women, and patients with HIV/AIDS are most at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two international watchdogs said on Wednesday that incessant attacks on media by populist politicians are posing a threat to major democracies. VOA's Jeff Guster has that story.
In their annual reports on the state of press freedom around the world, Reporters Without Borders and Freedom House harshly criticize Western populist leaders for discrediting the media, berating journalists, and threatening to impose restrictions. Reporters Without Borders' annual press freedom index evaluates press freedom in 180 countries on a scale of 1 to 180, with 1 being the freest and 180 the least free. In this year's index, Norway stole the top spot from Finland, while North Korea remained at the bottom at number 180. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the latest iteration of President Donald Trump's travel ban against six mainly Muslim-majority nations.
The travel ban is the first Trump policy to undergo a full-blown Supreme Court review. It's the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. That first version was blocked by courts and withdrawn. Its replacement was allowed to take partial effect, but expired in September. The current version is indefinite. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The Taliban insurgency has announced the launching of its annual spring offensive in Afghanistan, dealing a blow to weeks of renewed hopes for possible peace negotiations. The announcement came weeks after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani offered to engage in unconditional talks with the Taliban for ending the 17-year-old increasingly deadly conflict. Iran's president has ruled out any changes or additions to the 2015 nuclear deal in response to French efforts to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to stick with the landmark agreement. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.